أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أطيع الله وأطيع الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. الله سبحانه وتعالى said obey Allah, obey Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad عليه أفضل الصلاة والسلام and obey those who are on authority. And those who are on authority are our way to Sayyidina Muhammad and they are our guide. Without them, we will be lost. They are the guide to whatever we are doing. I have taken a promise on myself that not to talk or give an advice, especially here, because when you are in the ocean, you will feel out of place. And this is an ocean that has no beginning and has no end. Our Shaykh, may Allah give him long life, is an ocean that has no beginning, no an end, in the ocean of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. All what has been given to Awliyaullah are one drop of Sayyidina Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam knowledge. Sayyidina Muhammad Alayhi Afdalus Salatu Wasalam said, I have been given Ulum al-Awwalin wal-Akhirin, the knowledge of before and the knowledge of after. And Awliya Allah are inheriting from that knowledge. Like knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attributes al-Alim, no one can describe his ilm. It is one of his sifa, adjective, of his attributes, to say that he is the absolute knower, that all knowledge is carved out from that attribute. And from that attribute is like the sun. Always the sun is always the source of energy, the source of the light. Without the sun, there is no light. You cannot see. Because it produces always within itself, it is itself power by itself. It doesn't take any power from outside. Allah gave its power to itself. It's like it describes the knowledge. That knowledge is always in creation. Always there is new knowledge coming. As the source of energy that comes from the sun never ends. Now how many? They say billions of years sun is there. And billions of years the sun never stops. What kind of source of energy there is in the sun that keeping it producing that light? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving an example. Attribute of knowledge is always growing, never stopping. And when you are in dark night, you will be waiting for the moon in order that you can see. Although the sun is there, but it's dark, you cannot see. But there are some people on earth, they are seeing. But some people are not able to see. But the sun is there. It shows how human beings are in need, when they fall into sin, into darkness, they need sun. And they need a moon. When they are completely clean, they are like light. They receive, they will connect with their heavenly sources. Allah made day and night to show us that it is like you. When the night comes, you need the moon. When the moon gives you the light, you become a daylight, like day. When you become like a day, then you are always connected with the sun, means with the heavenly knowledge. And the moon is the reflector of the light of the sun. And the moon always follows the earth, always monitoring the earth. So it turns around the earth. The earth and the moon turn around the sun. Means the earth and moon are dependent on the sun. The sun is independent from the moon and the earth. It doesn't need them. They need. The moon reflects the light. And Allah describes Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sirajan wa qamaran munira. He is the light and he is the moon that always shining. So he is reflecting the source of knowledge, like the moon reflects the light of the sun in dark night. Also Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reflecting that light to those who are falling into darkness, to pull them out of darkness, bring them to light. And when they are brought to light, he connects them with heaven. We are always falling back and black, dark and black. Awliya Allah are always on the light. That's why always they are connected. There is no more breakage. The moon follows the earth, looking after the earth. Earth doesn't look after the moon. The moon is controlling, it turns around it. The earth turns around itself. Means spirit and body are struggling, and the earth has an action. So one time is in the light, one time is in the dark, and our body is coming from earth. So one time we are shiny, there is nur on us, one time we are dark. When we are dark, we need the moon to reflect. Who is the moon? Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And from the moon, there are many moons, small ones. These are his inheritance, awliya Allah, that they guide the ummah toward their way, like a circumference, a circle. You have the center and you have the circumference. And the center is always an equal radius to the circumference. You know? That's why Prophet said, النَّاسُ سَوَاكِيَةٌ كَأَثْنَانِ الْمَشْرِ. You human beings are equal, like the teeth of the comb are equal. Always, all of them equal in the eye of Prophet, in the eye of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But how much they will take this up to them. So now from the center to the circumference, always there is a radius. And that radius is equal distance. So that is equality and justice, showing that
we gave justice and equality to everyone from the center. Center is Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Circumference is us. We are around that circumference. Awliya Allah, when your radius becomes clean, slowly, 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 slowly accumulating light, then this radius become a tunnel to you, like a pipe, taking from Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to you on the circumference. They are the pipe to guide you to these heavenly knowledge. Allah says, لَا الشَّمْسِ يَنْبَغِي لَهَا أَنْ تُدْرِكَ الْقَمَرَ وَلَا اللَّيْلُ سَابِقُ النَّهَارِ وَكُلُّهُمْ فِي فَلَكٍ يَسْبَحُونَ. Shams doesn't, لَا تُدْرِكَ الْقَمَرَ doesn't go to Qamar, means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not dependent on anything. He is independent. That's why Qamar has to follow the moon. The moon has to follow the sun. That's why Muhammad Rasulullah has to follow La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah doesn't mean anything. But Muhammad Rasulullah has to connect or act with the left without power. La ilaha illallah, Allah the creator. No need any thing to be connected with, but we need connected. We need to be connected. And that's why Muhammad Rasulullah connected to La ilaha illallah. For that you cannot be a Muslim if you go directly and say La ilaha illallah. You have to connect to the wagon, the engine that's connecting to the main engine. You have to connect to Muhammad through Muhammad Rasulullah. Without Muhammad Rasulullah, you are not Muslim. You say 100 times La ilaha illallah, 1,000,000 times. Don't say Muhammad Rasulullah, doesn't mean anything. I'm not going to make it long. Alphabet is how many letters in the alphabet? Anyone know? No, I'm Arabic. 28. It begins with Alif, it ends with? It is 28, but we'll discuss it next time. The importance of that is a chance. It begins with Alif. And what is the first name that begins, the most important name that encompassing all names and attributes of the essence, describing the essence of the Creator, what is the name of it? Allah. What is the first letter? So that's why alphabet has to begin with Alif. Means the beginning of knowledge begin with Alif, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From Allah to whom? Knowledge has to go from Allah to whom? To Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the first letter of Muhammad then?
No.
Yeah. From Yasin.
Yasin.
Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, اقرأوا Yasin ala mawtakum. Recite Yasin on your dead people because it is the heart of Quran. So Allah is describing Muhammad as the heart of everything of Quran. So if he is the heart, he is the center of creation. So he calls him by Ya and Sin. It is two letters, Ya and Sin. Ya is the first letter of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from Ya Sin. Means the whole ulum coming from Allah through the alphabet, because the alphabet is all the ulum of the Holy Quran is between these 29 or 28 letters. 29 is the Lam Alif. So it comes from Alif, it goes to Ya, which is the name of Muhammad. But from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through Ya. Sin, describing future. Ta. سوف ترى سأتكلم سأتحدث It is an indication of whatever someone wants to do, something that relates to future. So means Muhammad takes and becomes past to him and gives peace, here is become future to us, present. Whatever he takes, it has to be between ya and sin. Ya? Sin. Ya? To sin. So it begins with Allah, from Allah's knowledge, it ends with ya to give to our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to give to us. This is an ocean from Mawlana Shaykh's knowledge. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. And may Allah bless us. And may Allah embrace you. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala support us. Bi hurmati al-Habib, bi hurmati al-Fatih.